So Gassim, can you introduce yourself?
Thank you for the chance that you has given to me. My name is Abul Gassim Muhammad Saleh. I'm from Sudan. From Libya to Italia, from Italia to French.
And now you are on the way to England, or you are thinking to stay in France?
No, I would like from Sudan, my desire or my dream to come France. And now, after I come in the Paris there, some people tell me that you have to go Cali, and the Cali is the place that all the document will give you three, and the procedure there is easier than anywhere in France. So that's why I'm come here. I won't like to stay here in French. But the difficulty that faced me here is that I go to the office. They give me the first information about how to asylum here in French. And I already need to asylum here in French. They give it to me, but the time for fingerprint is so too long. So this is a real problem that faced it to me. The time for fingerprint until October. So 2 months is so difficult to stay here in this squadra. So there is a lot of people, they have get the asylum here. Some people has make the fingerprint and they have no place to sleep. There is no food, there is no anything. And some people, they need to asylum, but the time for fingerprint is so too long. There is a lot of people here have fingerprint. Some of them, they have been distributed to another place. But that place saying that also is so difficult to stay. So this is a problem that faced the refugee here in Calais.
Is it only in Calais, or is it the same situation you found in Paris or in another city where you stopped before?
I think generally this is not only in Calais. I found it also in Paris also. Some of our friends tell us they make the asylum and they still not get their place to sleep. And some of them, they have not take their documents. Some of them, they have 1 year. Some of them, they have 2 years. And so on. There is a different of problems. Some of them, they have fingerprint in another country and they would like to apply here also for asylum here in France. But I think the problem is the same here or in Paris. In Paris, people are sleeping in the streets under bridge also. And here we are sleeping in the small camp. It contain more than 1,000 or 800 people without any base of life, no food, no water. The health, every night, every day, you will find somebody, ambulance coming here, take some people to the hospital. Like this situation is going every day, going worse. But I don't know, the French government, they don't know, or what is happening, I don't know.
Is it the situation that you were expecting when you arrive in Europe to find this kind of situation?
I never expected one day that Europe would be like this situation. What we hear from our family, our brother, when before to start to come from our home to here, we read about Europe and we see about the Europe, but we never expect that we will find the situation worse like this. The place where now I am living is no different than the IDPs there in Sudan, Kalma or Abu Shouk in Al Fashir or anywhere. The refugee, the IDPs there, they are suffering. Their life is better than us here. And they have at least the organization support them by the food and place to sleep and everything. But here, the first problem that we are facing, we have no place to sleep. Some people is sleeping on the ground, nothing, no blanket to cover. No food to eat. I don't know where is the organizations that support the people. There is money of donor here, some citizen. I need also to sing a special song for the citizen of Calais. They are supporting us every morning of night by bread and their clothes. I will thank them, but we never see any support from the another kind of the humanitarian organization. I don't know, they don't know there is a people that are suffering here or not, but the situation here is totally different than what we expect in Europe.
So you say that there is even not a refugee camp?
Yes, even this situation is worse than refugee camp that we come from it. So here the situation is difficult, real. It's not for human being. I don't think the human being can stay here 1 hour because there is nothing. Everything is not applicable to live with it. Nowhere, no water, no place to sleep, nothing, anything. The people there are sleeping on the ground. It's so difficult. If I tell you about how our life here, you will not believe. But if you come and see by your face, at that time you will believe what I'm saying.
What would you ask to the French authorities?
The French authority, I'm just asking them, I'm telling them that there is people suffering. I hope one of the French authority please come to visit us here in our place and to see what kind of life we are living here in French and especially in Calais. And if you come and to see the life that we live, you will take the decisions and you will believe or not believe what I'm saying. Here the life is so difficult. Some of people, they think that we don't believe that this is Europe and this is French. I wish that the French authority to come and to see us how the life we live and to find solution immediately for our problems. So a lot of us here, we asylum for to stay here in French, but many difficulties that face us. If you asylum make fingerprints, you are unlucky, but at the same time you will not be have the place to sleep. If you not make asylum, it is the time will be too long after 2 months. So within this time, where you will sleep? So this is difficult. All of people are sleeping on the parking, on the street, on many places. If you see, and the people of the Calais, they know the how much the refugees they are living here.
Do you want to add something?
No. Firstly, I just need to appreciate the Calais citizen and all the people who support us here in our camp. And I wish and I hope the French authority come to find solution for our problems before increasing the suffering of the people whom they are here. There is a lot of we have here women and children. You see, and big people and yours, we are suffering real suffering, so nobody will bear this. So I wish the French authority just to come to visit us to see what we how much we are suffering.
Thank you.